This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Once again, like always, thank you for joining us. I want to wish you an early, happy Thanksgiving. I know you're getting prepared out there and getting that turkey ready a couple weeks out. I need your help. This is the time of the year. This is the time of the season. People are calling. They need help with diapers and programming. A lot of people are dealing with the exchange time because the holidays are coming up. You know, this is when they got to cross paths with the ex-spouse, and, you know, things are still heated. We need your support. So if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Last week, we had Sharon Rhea, founder of The Whole Family Coaching. She was talking about life after divorce, seven surprising lessons learned. Go to the Father Matters Facebook page if you missed it. Go to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or go to fathermatters.org. I had another show in mind, already set up, ready to go for this week, but emails went crazy. People had questions after questions about life after divorce, seven surprising lessons learned, and a lot of it, people were dealing with angry ex-spouses. And basically, we broke it down. It's about dealing with a narcissist. Sharon is back again this week, and she's talking about an article she wrote. Now, I didn't say this. This is what she said. She said, "I am grateful for the narcissist in my life." And I shared with you before the show, Sharon, I have a narcissist in my life, and I am not grateful at all. So help me unpack this. And according to the people who listened to last week's show, they want to know how to deal with this kind of person.
Yes, I know. That's a wacky title, isn't it, y'all? How can you be grateful for something that causes you so much frustration and pain? Well, if you listened to last week's show, I talked a lot about putting your own oxygen mask on first. And that is the beginning of this ability to be grateful for things in your life that look like, why the heck are they there? Yeah. I question everything in my life now. After I got divorced, I was able and gave myself the permission to conclude new things about old events. And from that, I use a message called no judgment, just love. No judgment, just love doesn't mean I don't judge. I mean, that's normal, right, Vance? I mean, we all judge. You're over there, I'm over here.
Absolutely.
But it's those negative judgments about the person who happens to be having narcissistic behavior towards you that keeps you stuck in their clenches.
Sharon, what is a narcissist before we really start unpacking this?
Yeah, let me just read from the Mayo Clinic. A narcissistic personality, because remember, I think that personality and behavior is not necessarily the person. So I don't call people narcissists. I say they have narcissistic behavior. That is the no judgment, just love way.
Okay.
So a narcissist personality disorder is a mental disorder in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for adoration, and a lack of empathy for others. But behind the mask of this ultra-confidence lies a fragile self-esteem that's vulnerable to the slightest criticism.
Wow, that's heavy. And I shared with you a little bit last week about my situation with my ex-wife. You know, if I would have stayed caught up with this over 7 years ago, you know, I've been Raina and I, you know, my wife, 7 years now, you know, going strong. If I would have been caught up in that divorce, I would have missed the blessing of marrying my wife, being with my wife for over 7 years now, because I work with people and I have friends who stay angry for so long. It affects their weight,
yes,
their health, relationships with other people. People don't want to date them, and they're still blaming the other spouse. They're angry at the other spouse, plotting, planning, and scheming. And their child that at that time might have been 8 years old is now 17 years old. And you're still stuck,
yes,
when at the time when your child was eight.
And what is that child learning about how to deal with life's ups and downs, how to be resilient, how to move through things? The teenage years, which is another specialty of mine, I love the teenagers and working with parents and teens. But at that point, they are discovering who they are. They are learning about how to live in the world, and the biggest model of that they have is you. And so if you're stuck in your anger, they get stuck too and think their world has no hope.
Now, on defense of some of the people that are stuck in anger, hopefully at the end of the show they won't be stuck, or at least they can realize. And I shared this with you, too. When I the divorce was final for a couple of years, my ex-wife tried to relocate my kids out of state. And by any means necessary, she was going to do this. Okay. Rain and I went through hell. I was accused of sexually abusing my kids, abusing my kids. Domestics. Now, at this point, we had already been divorced 3 years. Mm-hmm. But when these people that are angry like this and want what they want, they don't care how it hurts you. They don't care how they hurt the kids to hurt you. I used to say this to people, that I love my kids more than I can't stand my ex-spouse. But my ex-spouse hates me more than she loved our kids. And through this whole process and months and months and months, and I don't want to throw her under the bus, but I'm telling you, I went through this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And at the end, my children are now with Raina and I full time during
you.
The school year. But you know what? I had to stay the course. I had to make sure I didn't react to the nonsense. If she send me a 2-paragraph evil, hateful email, I don't respond with a 2-paragraph evil, hateful email. Like you said last week's show, just respond to the fact and what's important.
Absolutely.
I didn't give her the opportunity for me to cuss her out on an email, cuss her out on a voicemail, cuss her out through text. And a lot of people like that, any type of communication, long as you're communicating, they don't care.
Absolutely, because they want you in their thread. That is how their energy gets filled. That is how they work in the world, getting you upset to keep them upset. So every fight that you're invited to, you don't have to come.
Say that again, please. Say that one more time.
Every fight that you're invited to, you do not have to come. That is so real. And we in our world spend so much time responding and reacting. And when you can take care of yourself first, and this is something we were talking about, self-care, understanding who you are, you then can make decisions. Now, check this out, Vance, out of desire instead of desperation.
How about that?
I want to make my decisions out of what I desire to do, what is important for me, what is in the best interest for my children, not out of desperation that I have to kind of fend you off and respond to every crazy thing that you're wanting me to respond to.
Wow, and it's easy to do.
It is very easy to do.
I mean, it is easy to do. I've, Sharon, I'm telling you, I had detectives calling me just through the grace of God. Of course, we knew that all that was lies. But when you got to spend the money, the resources, the time to defend something that's not true because you want to be a positive parent to your children, because this is happening on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And this lets you know it's not prejudice at all. I mean, I'm Mr. Radio Man, founder of a fathering program, national program. It happened to me. I work with guys who would have. I work with guys who come to Father Matters who were arrested for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then find out later. But they didn't already lost their job, lost their apartment, lost their respect in the community. Dealing with a narcissist, change your why. Why did you say that?
Well, there's narcissistic behavior, and then there's an angry ex-spouse.
Okay.
And an angry ex-spouse doesn't necessarily have to display the narcissistic behavior, which is, it's all about me. It's all about me. What's important is what's for me. And as the Mayo Clinic identified, behind that wall of it's all about me is a person who doesn't know that they are hurting. And you talked about hurting people in our last show. And so when you change your why away from battling that person, away from defending yourself, and turn that why into how can I view this person not with pity, but with a realization that everything that comes from them is not true. I'm going to find the things that are true. I'll respond to those, and everything else I'll let it be. Because my goal has got to be a healthy co-parent. Whether they want to be healthy or not is not up to me. But I can be healthy for my children. So when they're with me, I am solid. I know what they need. I can love them unconditionally and uninterrupted by whatever's going on with that other parent.
And I'm so glad you made time to come back this week, Sharon, because we've got guys who will come to our Father Matter workshops because they reacted to silliness. I had a guy who went to jail for a few months because he got in a fight with his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. We allow ourselves to get sucked into some stuff. He went, how do you turn going to pick your child or children up for your visitation time turn into you going to jail? This is why we just started last month the Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers, because a lot of these guys now have to go through supervised parenting. Mm-hmm. They call it supervised visitation, but I took the visitation word off because you don't visit your child or children. You parent your children.
Exactly.
Okay, and this is for a safe place for these fathers to have their supervised parenting.
And you know, Vance, there's another point I want to share with your listeners, is that we often, as adults, we're up here looking at the former spouse, the ex-spouse, whatever word you choose, and I hope you choose a hopeful one. We see the relationship from there, but our children love us both. They love us both. They see the goodness in both of us. And so if you are able to, even once a day, put yourself in the place of your children and see that former spouse from your child's perspective and treat them as if you're treating someone who your children love, because they do.
And what about if there is a lot of dysfunction or abuse going on from that other person?
There are a lot of ways to deal with that. I know I cannot get into all of it right here on the radio. But again, the first thing is to take care of yourself so that you can take care of your children. Address what is true. And as best you can, leave what's not true alone.
I love what you just said. Let's talk about this. Then we're going to the commercial break. You said, honor your feelings. Don't let anyone, including that voice inside your head, tell you not to feel what you are feeling.
Absolutely.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, often somebody says, you don't feel that way. You can't be feeling that way. That's not right. And inside, you know, I'm absolutely angry or I'm absolutely sad. Don't be telling me I can't feel that way. And then your mind starts going, oh, well, maybe I'm not sad. Maybe I'm not angry. Maybe I have some reason to be different. No. Whatever you're feeling is appropriate, and your feelings are the igniter of how you communicate. So if you keep shoving them just like a beach ball in a pool, they're going to pop up at the most inappropriate time, like unfortunately with the person that you knew that's fighting someone else.
Yes.
That's an emotion that could have been handled steps before.
Yes. And also, if he would have had healthy people in his life to say, hey, man, just meet at a public place or take someone with you.
Exactly.
Because deep down in his heart of hearts, he was angry. He was jealous. He was, you know what I mean? So it was kind of a bomb waiting to explode.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so to go back to the title really quickly, I recognized my feelings. I'm a feeling person. I got a lot of them. And I was shoving them down.
Yes.
And now I am grateful for this person who had narcissistic behavior so that I could learn that my feelings are valuable and then speak from there.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to go into this commercial break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to touch on a couple of other things for this, because this is a heavy, heavy, heavy topic. You're listening to The Father Matter Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Sharon Rhea, author, speaker, life coach, and her article, I Am Grateful for the Narcissist in My Life, is available on fathermatters.org. Click on the tab that says FM Tribune, which means Father Matters Tribune. We'll be back, and we will hear more from Sharon after this. Father Matters proudly presents our Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. The center is only for fathers and their children to provide supervised parenting and monitored exchanges. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. The purpose is to provide a protected setting for parent-child contact. Hours of operation, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program. by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Our special guest today is Sharon Rhea. We're talking about being grateful for the narcissist in your life. Sharon also has some workshops already kicked off for November. What is going on? We can catch a couple more weeks of this, right?
Yeah. Healing After Divorce for Parents and Children is being hosted by the Mesa Parent University. So if you're in Phoenix, you don't have to live in Mesa. You can attend for free. It's a hope place where I can help parents understand how their children are behaving, what they can do, how to help you with your co-parenting relationship, and most importantly, how to communicate from your own personality. Man. That's November 7. They're all Mondays, November 7, 14, and 21 from 6:30 to 8:30.
Yep, and they can still get in touch with you for individual coaching and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
I got something for you here you wrote in your article. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I love this part. You said, think of life happening for you instead of to you. Dealing with a narcissist, what does that mean? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
I believe that we are all here growing to be our better selves. Every day, something will happen in our world to show us where we can improve. And sometimes that narcissistic behavior that person is displaying, you are actually ready to discover more about you. Mm. And they have come as the unwanted professor in your classroom. You would prefer to learn this through a nice person who loves you and appreciates you. But whatever this narcissistic behavior from this person needs to teach you is a big lesson for you. And big lessons get learned from adversity.
So I guess I'm yeah, you laughing because I can giggle now. I can't laugh now. I'm still getting over this title, being grateful for the narcissist in my life. But, you know, I do owe it to my wife, Raina, a lot. You know, she did a lot of praying. She did a lot of praying for us. She did a lot of praying for my ex-wife. Because like I always say, I was telling you last week, and I said before, hurt people. But there were some accusations and allegations and all type of stuff that I was accused of. Thank God, nothing, you know, everything was shut down and broke down. But this is really serious. You cannot say that you love your child or children when you are willing to do anything to hurt the other spouse. And in your mind, you're thinking you're protecting the child or children.
Now, Vance, I'm going to say something. I don't know your situation personally, mm-hmm. So if this doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. We, each one of us, sees the world through the lens of our experiences. And if the experiences that we have had have shown us something that everyone else thinks, how can you possibly think that way? We may be completely unaware because of the experiences in our life and because of the hurt that's in us that we have not healed yet. So I know in particular, my former husband uses words like right and wrong, and you should have known this and not. And that caused my self-esteem to break down. And so this lesson that was big for me was to be able to recognize I am a valuable parent. I just parent differently. And it's not right or wrong what I do or what he does. It's just different. And somehow I can find respect for my own way of parenting because I also believe our children have the heart of both parents. Mm-hmm. And when we discover who we are, they get to learn from their mom and from their dad who they are.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. And that's why when I share kind of my own personal testimony, because it is real. The Father Matters Show is real. Father Matters is real. I mean, the people that we deal with, the listeners who are taking time to listen to this show are real. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, they know someone who is going through something like or went through something like that. So let's help other people, because one thing I had was some healthy people in my life, Sharon. This was a couple of years of just craziness. Money can be made back, everything. But when I know this morning, you know, before we came and did the show, I'm taking my babies to school.
Yes.
I'm walking them to the gate.
Yes.
I'm picking them up after school today. And sometimes we got to focus on the reality side. And since you know it's not true, you stick to the facts and you just stay in your lane. It's a process. It's
going
to be
a
long. I'm talking to someone who's just about to go through this. Because at the end of the day, my babies are with me now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Well, it took a long time.
And I'm glad you say it's a process. People think divorce is a destination. It is not a destination.
Uh-huh.
You get divorced, that's the beginning of a whole new transitional
right.
life.
But what's the trip is when you've been divorced for years and you've been remarried and been with the same person for like 7 years, this is someone who's reliving the early 2000s over. It was one of those things where every time her life was turned upside down, for some reason, it's me and my wife's fault.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what I'm really trying to get to.
And Vance, that's what I talk about is in the last show, we talked about going to the past for information, not intimidation.
There you go.
When you're sitting and thinking and dwelling about everything that went wrong in your life, you haven't spent any time with yourself to uncover how to heal. Of course, you're going to bring up stuff 2 or 3 years later because it's the what's in the forefront of your mind.
Yeah. How about find the fun in Snapless Jobs again?
Okay. Anybody seen Mary Poppins movie?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, find the fun and snap the jobs again. Well, divorce is a serious issue, as you just identified with not only gentlemen that you work with,
yeah.
but your own life.
And dealing
and
with the
life.
Narcissist.
Absolutely. It's tough. It's hard and it's serious. It takes a lot of energy. But life is to be lived with joy. So at some point during your day, find the fun in anything. Maybe it's a bird that just flew by, kind of wacky. Maybe it's your toe is tickling you. Maybe you saw something funny on TV. Find the fun because in the joy, in the release of laughter, comes your answers. It's very difficult to find healthy answers in anger, in frustration, mm-hmm. because you're in a reactionary mode.
And I also found out that when people who are angry like that and the narcissist or just attacking, They hang around people who think like them
yes.
because they want cheerleaders.
Yes.
Because a real woman or real man who call themselves a friend of someone who does some of these evil things would sit back and having coffee and say, now tell me what's going on. You have an ex-spouse that's remarried. You have an ex-spouse that takes care of their kids, pay their child support if they have to pay child support. Okay, now what is your problem? They don't surround themselves with people like that.
Right.
They surround themselves with other broken people who would encourage them. Man or female, because it ain't just my situation. There's men who just stalk and intimidate and show up at restaurants at their ex-spouse's dinner when they have. I mean, it's like that. It's just off the chain. I also realize they hang around people like that.
Well, to change who you are doesn't mean that you're going to become person B if you were person A. What I believe from changing who you are is becoming the best self of you. And that includes love for yourself unconditionally
mm-hmm.
so that you can give other people love without conditions. And so changing who we are, evolving, growing is a difficult thing. It's not something we all are embracing in our society. And you put on top of that the difficulty of a narcissist who has behavior that is inherently not going to change. And then divorce from that is very difficult. And so I just really hope that your listeners understand you start with you. You start with where you have control. You don't have control over this narcissist. You don't have control over your former spouse. You have complete control over you.
And you don't have control over what they want to file in court or what they want to say about you. But you, if you know it's the truth, you stay around healthy people. You stay in prayer. You as hard as it is to do, but you stay calm.
Yes.
And, you know, you just stay in your lane. Go ahead.
I would like to offer a new thought, I think, for our listeners, your listeners, who have now become my listeners.
Yes.
No judgment, just love is my global message to the world, to treat people well. And the last thing that I'm grateful for is that I understand every single person, whether they have narcissistic behavior or not, is worthy of love.
How about that? Now, you got a free giveaway real quick.
Yes,
you got about
I do.
30 seconds.
If you call me at my number, which is 480-420-9551, or email me at Sharon@thewholefamilycoaching.com, I will offer a free mini Discover the Possibilities session with me. You can do it on phone or through Skype, so you don't have to be
powerful.
Close.
That's powerful. Sharon, once again, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
With me.
To hear more about the whole family coaching.
The whole family coaching. Sharon, SHARON, at thewholefamilycoaching.com.
Thank you for coming back for another week. I appreciate it so much. The listeners sure do. Thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.